This is insane. You are in Delhi. It is the evening over there. And you are talking to us from your guru's office.
All of that information is correct. Let me just check what the temperature is, because I've had to turn off the aircon so that we don't get too disrupted by the noise. Oh, it's actually a balmy 23 degrees right now.
And you would think a guru would be in, I don't know, a hut in the mountains. Your guru has a full-on office with it, like a boardroom table.
He's a boss. He's got this pretty plush office in the middle of Delhi where people come and see him, all of the important people that come and see him. And then he disappears occasionally up into the Himalayas, into the caves to do.
Ooh, what is the most interesting thing he said to you this week, or something that, was there one sentence that you took your breath away?
Well, actually, he sits on the bus with us. So we were making our way from Delhi up into the Himalayas last week. And what he will do is everybody's chatting and everybody's, or maybe some people are resting. So everybody's on different, in different places in their head, even though we're all on the same bus. So what he'll do is do the universal, the sound of the universe, which is Om. So he will just grab the mic at the top of the bus and everybody will be just in a different space, and he will unite us all with Om, and then we'll all start reciting it with him.
Maybe we should have changed our music this week. Like, maybe we should have had a little meditation music into Soul Sisters this week, Claire.
Hello and welcome to Soul Sisters, everybody. I'm Claire Solan.
And I'm Georgie Crawford. This season, we are delighted that Soul Sisters is brought to you by Colgate Max White Ultra, our favourite toothpaste brand. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days.
Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. And it will help you feel radiant, confident, and empowered in those important life moments when you want to smile like you mean it.
Oh, and smiling like you mean it certainly hits home this week. Can you hear
her? Yes, I can hear her. So this is really interesting. I'm in the office down below the guru's office, and I've said to his staff, guys, if you wouldn't mind just keeping it down, I'm recording a podcast. And so in the background, there's, you know, some noise from Delhi. And in the background, there's some noise from Delhi too.
Yeah, I've got my own little guru here. Pia and Jamie are going off to... So Pia's our little artist. She's really creative. She loves painting and drawing and creating. So there's an Andy Warhol exhibition on in Dublin where they've brought all of his paintings over. So she's going in to see it and get some inspiration for her art.
How cool is that? First of all, bravo mama and papa for being massive culture vultures and bringing her to see that. But how cool also that P is going in to see Andy Warhol.
I know. She's like, what time are we coming home at? I think she'll appreciate it when she gets there.
Definitely. You kind of have to see it to believe it, don't you, with Andy Warhol? It's like, whoa, look at that.
Yeah. So, okay, enough about me. How are you doing? You look very beautiful. You've got a scarf wrapped around your shoulders. You've got a beautiful print in the background and you're halfway through your trip to India.
Yes, I am. I'm a completely different version of myself than I was 7 days ago. I think I, as many of us do, like rushed to the finish line and gave myself zero time to decompress. So I went from stress, 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 busy, busy at work to sitting on a plane and landing. So I kind of did feel that consequence for the first couple of days. But I remember you were so keen. And since you're such an aviation fan, I made sure to sit on that plane on that Virgin flight and take notes as to what was happening.
Well, I am very impressed. So yeah, I'm a plane watcher. So sometimes in the middle of the night, I'm like, Jesus, now it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Where could that plane be going? Get onto my little app. So I was delighted to hear from you from the skies.
This is, I think, my first experience of a Wi-Fi in the air.
Do you feel a little bit like you betray yourself by getting the Wi-Fi on the plane? Because it's like the only time where you're not connected, and then you connect yourself to the world and you're like, can I not switch off for just a couple of hours?
That's literally what I said to myself. I thought, hang on a second, I am flying away from all the stress into a spiritual retreat. And what I'm doing now is reading up as to how I can connect to the internet. So, wanted to tell you about my movie marathon. I wouldn't usually watch more than one movie, but on this flight, I watched 1, 2, 3 and a half. If you didn't know me and you were wondering about what the last few months have been like for me, you would have seen it from my in-flight film selections. Let me tell you. Kicked off with After Sun, Paul Mescal's Oscar-nominated movie.
Nice.
Have you seen it?
No.
Good God. It's harrowing.
Oh, really?
Well, it's just like, it's a sad one. It's a tearjerker. Then I was like, ooh, Women Talking. I've always wanted to see this movie. Again, these are 2022 movies. So Women Talking is about an isolated religious colony of women and men. And the women get together in a barn and talk about what the men have been doing to them unbeknownst to them. Heavy.
See, now, if I get on a flight, I won't watch a film I haven't seen before. So I'd be going through the archives and sticking on like Ocean 11 or something.
Why?
I like to know what I'm going to experience on a plane. I don't like anything unexpected.
Gotcha.
So unexpected emotion on a plane, no thanks.
Well, let me just tell you, the last in the series of really sad films I watched was The Whale.
What's that about? Obviously a whale.
Brendan Fraser won the Best Male Lead Oscar for this year. And it's all about a man who is morbidly obese and is basically eating himself to death.
Oh.
Housebound, and he's trying to reconnect with his teenage daughter before his death.
Jesus, Claire, this is heavy, heavy stuff. Like, what about like 21 Dresses made in Manhattan?
Do you know what? It does make a lot of sense because by the end of that, I was thinking, what have I done? Honestly, why would I have taken myself on this path? I'm trying to lighten the load by going on a spiritual retreat. And all I've done is get really sad in 3 hours. There was a little bit of magic on the flight. And that's why I text you from the air. Because as I was watching, can't remember which movie it was, I got this feeling that I was like, I need to look at the map and see where we are. And then I was like, ah, look, I won't. I'm just in the middle of this film. I won't. And then I was like, no. And it came to me again. You have to look. Look at the map. Look at the map. So I get on the map and I look. And where am I? Right over Tbilisi.
The one time you look at the map, you're over Tbilisi.
And I couldn't tell you at what stage it was. Was I a quarter of the way in? Was I 3/4 of the way in? Something just said to me, look at the map. Honestly, I couldn't believe it.
We are so connected.
Aren't we? So that's been my plane journey. What about you? What's been going on your week?
Well, I was on the Late Late last week.
Oh, casual. Sorry. I can't believe I'm talking about a plane and your one was on the Late Late. Tell me.
I said to you after the Late Late, I have a story about Daniel O'Donnell. So I found out a couple of days before I went on. So anyway, the Late Late rang. They were interested in our little Tally story. And what a story to tell. You know, I think when you have a good story to tell, shout it from the rooftops.
Absolutely.
So they rang and said, would I consider it? And I said, yeah. And I love Patrick Keelty. I've been really enjoying him. And I loved Ryan Tubridy as well, just to say. But I was nervous because I think when you're on with Ryan, I knew him. He'd interviewed me before. So you know what you're getting. Anyway, I went on and we had a lovely chat. The audience were amazing. I felt like Patrick was just so interested and so nice and so genuine. And then we go backstage and we had decided that we'd bring Tally with us because she just sleeps and she's so easygoing. So, and Jamie wanted to come just to support me. So I said, let's bring her. So we brought her down and Jamie was in our little dressing room and he was feeding her. And while I was on stage, Jamie was just sitting there with Tally. And next of all, he heard these footsteps going down the corridor, bum, 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 bum. And as you do, he just looked out the door and there was Daniel O'Donnell. And Daniel O'Donnell said to Jamie, oh, and he stopped and goes, oh, and I won't do his accent. Oh, look at the wee baby. Look at the wee baby. And Jamie said, oh, hi. And he said, oh, she's beautiful. She's so precious. And Jamie said, oh, thanks a million. So off Daniel O'Donnell went. Do you have to say his full name every time you say his name? Or can you call him Daniel? No. I don't know.
It's the full name or nothing.
So then Jamie was like, I have to watch the interview because he was curious. And then it's on big screens in the green room, which is kind of halfway up the corridor. So off he trots with Tally in his arms and he walks in and everyone in the green room was like, oh my God, a baby. Like as you do when you have a newborn, and everyone was coming over and chatting to him. And he was watching the interview and he was standing there. And next of all, this hand comes over his shoulder and down his chest from behind into the top pocket of his blazer. And Jamie froze. He was like, what's this? His head turned and there was Daniel O'Donnell sticking 50 quid into Jamie's pocket for the wee baby's piggy bank.
Oh, there's nothing more precious in the world than Daniel O'Donnell crossing your breast pocket with 50 billios.
And what? I came off the stage and I was like, Jamie, how did I do? How did you think? I need to tell you the story about Daniel O'Donnell. I need to tell you. I was like, no, Jamie, did you watch the interview? Like, did I say anything? I didn't, because I was talking to Daniel O'Donnell. And he told me the story and he said, I am going to tell that story till the day I die. We've heard about your incredible journey to India, but we want to hear about the real journey.
Yeah. Okay, so India is a country that I've been visiting since 2017. And every time I set foot in the place, there's just an exhale that occurs. Even though that's kind of sounds like it shouldn't be the case, because when you arrive, the place is a mad, bustling country. Like it's an assault on the senses. From the minute you get into the airport, it's like, go, go, go. And there's thousands of people everywhere. And we were all laughing on the trip when we arrived first, because you forget that they beep. So there's so much beeping going on in traffic. And what they do is they're not beeping though. There's no rage behind their beep. Their intention is to say, beep, beep, I'm here. Beep, beep. Hey.
Yes.
Hey. Hiya. Hiya. I'm behind you. I'm beside you. Because guess what? They don't use traffic lights much around here. And everything flows. I think I've said this before on Soul Sisters, and one of the reasons I love retreats so much is, aside from an opportunity to go away and really replenish and restore myself, I love meeting the people that I meet, because I feel like if we've both chosen to this week, in this month, in this year, to come and work on ourselves together, then we are each other's teachers. We are each other's mirrors. And so I was coming over here, and the reason I've traveled to India was because of my mentor and my friend, because he was the one who told me that he ran retreats to India and said, come. And I said, of course I will. And so coming on this trip, I knew it would be really special and probably quite painful too. And so I arrived here and many of the people who are on the trip also know him. So we've had some lovely moments sitting on the bus together, heading up into the Himalayas, because you're sitting for hours and hours. But I was sitting in the back of the bus trying to get comfortable, and it was late at night and I was thinking about my friend. So many of these trips are often populated by healers. And one of the girls on this trip is a healer called Elizabeth, and she's from South Africa. And she came down the back of the bus and she sat beside me. And I was trying to get comfortable, trying to kind of fall asleep and rest. And so she didn't say anything. And then eventually she tipped me on the shoulder. And she said, because I'd sat up, and she said, "I'm sorry, my angels just said to me, I need to speak to you. Do you mind if I share something?" And I said, "No, of course not. Tell me, please." She said, "Well, look, I just want to let you know that your mentor and friend, he's around you a lot. His energy is around you. He hangs out with you a lot." And I said, "Yeah, look, that makes sense. I do feel his presence a lot." And she said, "Look, there's a lot of people on this bus grieving him, but your grief, you're carrying the most grief for him, and it's on your chest. And it's important that you release it this week." So we had shared a few tears and we talked about him, and we got off the bus and got to our hotel, had dinner and went to bed. Now, I hadn't been sleeping very well the previous night. And also being on the bus, I had the feeling like muscle, not spasms, but like really aching muscles. And I was thinking, it's either sitting for long periods of time on the bus, or it's, you know, jumping off a flight and straight onto a bus, or it's maybe some more it's where I never said the word before.
And that is perimenopause.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to perimenopause. So I went to bed. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I was in excruciating pain. I felt like I was 80. I got out of my bed. I couldn't stand up straight. I was like, oh. Went out to the balcony, opened the curtains, tried to, you know, the first light was coming. And I was thinking, that's really good for your circadian rhythms. It's really good for your immune system. I was just trying to get whatever I could, like the goodness into me. So I thought to myself, how am I going to start my day when I feel so put upon, so like burdened? So then the tears coming, and the tears came like a waterfall, and I just cried and cried and cried and cried. So I left my room and I went to find two of the mammies on the trip. So these ladies are the epitome of the divine mother. So I came in and I sort of collapsed onto the floor, and I was just like crying and crying and crying and crying and crying. And both of them came to either side of me, and they just hugged and hugged and hugged. They didn't even know what was wrong with me. And they said, "Get it out, let it out, let it out." So eventually they got me up and they walked me out to see the guru. And the guru said, "Don't worry." What he actually said to me was, "Where did you get your beautiful eyes from? Where did you get your beautiful nose from? Where did you get your beautiful hair from?" So I said, "My mom, my dad." He said, "Wow, settle me, settle me, settle me." And then he said, "Let the tears come. Tears are healing. Tears are healing. Let them come and your grief will go." So I went in, tried to eat some breakfast. We got back on the bus and I felt like a shell. The guru sat up the top of the bus, and then after about an hour, he moved to the seat right in front of me. And within 20 minutes, the pain had lifted.
And do you think that you were almost saving that, or not consciously, but that was being saved until you were supported in India for that moment?
Spot on, Georgie, because over the last month, I have sort of shut up shop on the grief a little bit. I had a lot of tears to begin with. And then I just sort of, you know, we do what we do. We just throw ourselves back into our lives and we get, you know, hyper efficient about getting the, you know, cleaning your home or doing your job, getting busy. And so you're so busy that you stop making space for what needs to happen. And down, 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 down goes the emotions. It was another reminder for me how much I need people, how much I need to lean in to a community.
You're best friend, your mentor, knew exactly where you needed to be this week.
Exactly. And he was there. He's here and he's watching it all happen. And he's making sure that people are going to support me and support each other through this difficult time.
So I can see that through the pain, and this is true, I think, for any journey, that there's tears, but there's also smiles, there's also beautiful moments. And I know that you've had so many beautiful moments this week. So we decided, of course, the ultra smile moment has to be Claire Solins this week.
This is another beautiful synchronicity, actually, because when I arrived into my hotel here in Delhi before we headed up into the mountains, they had left us like what they call like a weekend bag to pack, so that not everybody had to bring their big luggage and their cases up the mountains. And so I unzipped my weekend bag to pack it, and what do I see in the bottom of the bag alongside a torch? Only a toothbrush and a tube of Colgate.
We are worldwide. Everywhere I went in Tbilisi, there was Colgate. This is unbelievable.
So all of us had some Colgate, and I thought to myself, well, if there was ever a time to take Soul Sisters or Colgate Sisters on tour, it's probably India we're going.
There's your sign. And isn't it so funny that I said I felt supported by the Soul Sisters through Colgate and by seeing Colgate in Tbilisi. And there you are. Yes. The same thing happening over there.
Exactly.
For
you. Straight up into the Himalayas with me Colgate in me bag.
I think that was my favorite ultra smile moment of the season so far. Live in the moment. Be your most authentic self with thanks to Colgate. Max White Ultra, available in all major Irish retailers and on sale in Dunn's. I've seen it with my own eyes from the 8th of November until December 5th. It's half price. We built a wall where there was an extra door in our living room, and Jamie was finding it really hard to let go of this door because he walked in and out of it a lot, and he was like, I'm really going to miss the access. And I said, but Jamie, there's a door less than 1 meter away from this door, so I think you'll be fine. Anyway, he really wanted to hang on to the door, and that's fine, actually. I need to like respect that he wanted the door and actually be grateful to him for backing down and letting me block up the door. So we blocked up the door anyway, and this lovely man was over doing the work. And we have this old Hoover that we use. So we have our Dyson, but then we have an old school Hoover that we use to like Hoover the cars and, you know, do all the dirty work. So the man asked Jamie for a Hoover. So Jamie was giving him that Hoover. Jamie realized that the Hoover bag was full and we didn't have any spare ones.
Uh-oh.
So he did what we all do, right? Which is go remove some stuff from the Hoover bag, free up some space like it's the 90s. So I come home anyway, and Jamie's like, Georgie. I was like, what? He goes, told me the story, got the Hoover out. Hoover was blocked. Had this bright idea, I'm going to remove some stuff from the Hoover. So he said he was out the back taking stuff, trying to get rid of like, you know, big things in the Hoover bag. And he puts his hand in and he said, and out I pull your yellow knickers in front of the mat. And I said, yeah, so what? And Jamie said, your yellow knickers were in the Hoover, and I think he might have seen them. I said, Jamie, this is the oldest story in the book. I hoover up things all the time. Like, I'm so surprised that he was surprised that there was a pair of knickers in the Hoover bag. So I wanted to ask you, Claire, if you hoover up something that you own, do you not do a little kind of assessment in your brain? Do I really need that enough to go looking in the Hoover bag for it? Or could I live without that item? So that's the game I play. I have hoovered up so many things.
Like what else?
Socks, headbands, loads of stuff. And it would I would never go in after it unless it was something of sentimental value.
So I just need to clarify, just so I have this straight in my head. Are you talking about like a Henry Hoover? The circular sucker that will take up, because obviously a normal, say that you couldn't get knickers into a normal Hoover.
Yeah, like I'm talking old school sucky Hoover.
Okay. But I'd never sacrifice a sock for a good Hoover session.
Wow, I'm stunned. I want to hear from the Soul Sister. There has to be people out there like me that just would just Hoover up their stuff and just continue on with life.
Well, I love the fact that your husband came running to you, as you said, like in complete disbelief that a pair of your knickers were in the Hoover, when actually you've been doing it for your whole relationship and he had no idea.
I have to say, I did wonder from time to time, where are those yellow knickers? We can stop pointing fingers at the neighbours.
I must say, right, on the Hoover, just before we leave it, one of the most satisfying things I like to do is take the Hoover attachment off and the brush, you know, when you're like your hair, the hair gets wrapped around the brush so you can't see the brush any longer, and you get a nail scissors and you cut along all the way and you get clumps and clumps and clumps of hair. And you take it off and you put it in the bin and then you put the thing back on. You go, oh, wow, that is so satisfying.
This is 40. Now, there's a film for a plane.
The 40-year-old virgin right here, girls. That's me.
Come here. I wanted to ask you as well, what's the nicest thing you've eaten since you got there?
Ooh, good question. Okay, so today we were taken as a group for some street food. Now, again, our guru is Mr. Deli. Like, so he knows, he eats in the best restaurants, he knows really important people, but he also knows where to get the best specialities, like the best Indian specialities. So we went along to this kind of like you'd see like street food vendors in any city, I guess. And he took us around to this place and he said, you know, he just smiled at the guy and said, hey, and the guy said, ah, yes, of course. And then he quick, or they say cello, go, cello. So three or four guys came out of nowhere and we were sat around tables and these incredible paneer curries and vegetable, like beautiful roasted vegetables in the most incredible spices. And what is, I must say, my complete weakness over here is like the rotis.
Oh, what's that?
Very close to what, like a pizza base. Never get very far from pizza. Got to admit it. But like what they use the rotis to like mop up their curries and their dishes.
Ooh.
And they are, and they put some sort of oil or some sort of buttery, like probably ghee on them. And it is just delicious.
Do you know what's just occurred to me? We should pitch into Colgate. Hey, Colgate, we've been here for 2 seasons. It's time for a school tour. Ding, 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 ding. Let's bring 10 Soul Sisters to India on a retreat.
Listen, you're right. Why not? Let's go global. Colgate, there's no need to keep broadcasting from Ireland and the UK when there's Colgate all over the world. So put it, yeah, for sure. Who wants to come with us?
To recommends, and I am a bit OTT with my recommends this week. But first of all, I wanted to recommend a phrase that has been really helping Pia, and I think that a lot of people would benefit from hearing it. So I heard it on Dish, your podcast, Claire, Gordon Ramsay. He says to his kids, the sooner you tell me, the more I can do. The sooner you tell me, the more I can do. And I thought, Gordon Ramsay, that is excellent parenting. And that is the way that I want to parent my children. So I passed on the message to Pia. We were in Tbilisi. She had a little accident with a pot of nail varnish on a table. And she came straight to me and she told me. She didn't try to hide it. She didn't let it dry in. And she ran to me and she told me, and I said, see, the sooner you tell me, the more I can do. Because you told me straight away, I can fix this problem for you. And so I did. So I just wanted to pass that on to the Soul Sisters. Something else I want to recommend this week, Jerry Hussey's second book, The Freedom Within, is out. I'm about to get stuck into it. Congratulations, Jerry. Just unbelievable. And the third thing I wanted to recommend is Green Earth Organics. So I know, Claire, you were talking a couple of weeks ago about veg boxes, and you get your box of wonky veg on a Friday evening. So from time to time, I order a veg box from Green Earth Organics, and Kenneth sends me and the rest of his customers a lovely message email every week. And this week, he sent me an email that really caught my eye. So I'm just going to read a tiny bit of it. As I walked through our celeriac crop the other day, I realized that if all food was judged on appearances, then celeriac would never make the cut. The beautiful vegetables of the tomato and pepper would be right up there with the grand and beautiful Kardashians, but not the celeriac. It scrapes the bottom of the barrel. But of course, as we all know very well, it is generally what is on the inside and not what is on the outside that matters. So the point of his email was to let us know that he too has wonky veg, and he sells a box of wonky veg at half price for €15 to avoid food waste in the world, the veg that the supermarkets won't take. So I'm going to link his gorgeous website in the episode show notes, and this is a fabulous way to support Irish businesses and eat your organic, beautiful vegetables.
Oh, I love that. And I love the intention behind the box of veg as well. When you have a personality like him and a beautiful newsletter or email like that coming in with your veg, like that's what life's all about. It's the simple pleasures. Isn't that it, Tally? Oh, love that. Celeriac, what do you do with that?
I put that into a soup and it's so creamy and so delicious.
All right, great recommends. Let's see what I have for you this week. Oh, this is, okay, so this whole episode for me happened on the bus around the Himalayas. So my tip for this week is, you've heard of Paddy Englishman, you've heard of Paddy Irishman, you've heard of Paddy Scotsman, but have you heard of Paddy Jobsman?
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
Well, so there I was sitting on the bus beside a lovely girl called Jenny, who I was just getting to know. And Jenny was telling me that she quit her job in September. And I was going, Jenny, listen, sure, look at you now. You're here in the Himalayas. And she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. And I said, listen, let me tell you the best piece of advice my coach gave me back in the day was, that's a great position to be in. People get so stressed when they think they don't know what they're going to do next. That's the beauty of it, because then you're suddenly open to all opportunities rather than feeling that you have a duty to go a certain direction. So Jenny told me about Paddy Jobsman. Now, maybe you've heard about him because he's been on Ireland AM. He's got quite a big social following. This guy used to be in recruitment, and now, but he discovered actually that his favorite thing to do was work with people who were in the jobs market as opposed to the clients looking for staff. So you can find him on Instagram, Paddy Jobsman. But Jenny shared his latest newsletter with me, and I just wanted to share what it was in the newsletter because I thought it was brilliant advice. And he is full of this, and he's full of personality. So his newsletter said, in case you forgot, companies don't exist without you. So here's a quick guide on how to rediscover just how valuable you are to the workforce. 1, speak to industry specific recruiters, even if you've no plans to leave your job. Do this once a quarter. Not just to stay up to date with what's going on in your industry, but also to find out how in demand you are and if you are being underpaid. Remember, this is in brackets, you're in an open relationship. And I just loved that because we are so loyal to our jobs, to our bosses, to our companies, when actually a lot of the time we are but a number to them. So they know that if you leave them, they can replace you with somebody else. So we need to feel the same way about them. If we're unhappy in where we are or what we're doing, you don't have to stay. You can get out there and get a new job that will actually probably be better for you. The other thing he recommends in this newsletter was track your wins. Create a document where you can record your achievements at work as they happen. So date, accomplishment, description, and impact. So basically, if you keep a hold of these, this will form the basis of your next pay negotiation with your company or your next CV, should you choose to leave.
This is gold.
Isn't it? So go on the Paddy Jobsman. You can find him on Instagram now and get his newsletter. And he also offers services like help with your CV or help with coaching, career coaching. Check out Paddy Jobsman. He could be the key to success for you in 2024.
Love that. Okay, well, we go into Claire McKenna with our health tip this week. I always feel like Claire, what she sends us is so in sync with what we're talking about that
totally.
Week. So Claire said, get outside in nature. It's scientifically proven that 2 hours a week in nature can reduce blood pressure, stress levels, and boost your mood. Sometimes we focus so much on what we aren't doing that we forget to celebrate what we are. It's great to go for a walk with a friend, listen to your podcast, but for some of those 120 minutes in the week, slow down, take the headphones out, and take in your surroundings, the trees, the waves, the sky. Nature is amazing for bringing us into the present moment. And her personal favorite, watching the sunrise. She said there is real magic of new beginnings, watching the sun come up at the start of a brand new day. And after your story.
After my story.
Of that sunrise coming in.
And you know what? Just as I was listening to you read that, I thought that is one of the things that I have really, really thought about and focused on while being on the bus in the Himalayas, completely out of any mobile coverage. I have just been sitting and watching the snowy peaks of the Himalayas. Like, they're so imposing, but there's something so strong and so comforting, so masculine about these massive, big, magnificent mountains. And every single, and again, in India, there's so much to be seen.
I think we should action this. I think we should give all the Soul Sisters, every single person listening to this podcast this week, take a moment in nature this week, appreciate it. Tag us in a photo on Instagram. And I'm so excited to see what you're soaking up this week.
Enjoy it, because it's free and it will bring you back to life if you're having a tough day.
So that is the end of the podcast. It's evening in Delhi, or nighttime in Delhi. What time is
so
it there now?
It's 9:05 in the evening time.
So what happens at night over there? Is it early nights and early mornings, or
they're very Mediterranean. So it's probably dinner time. Between now and 11 p.m. So I'll go off and find my little tribe and have dinner in the hotel. And tomorrow, a new group of people are coming in and we're heading back up to the Himalayas for more adventures.
Wow. And I know I keep talking about food, but in your hotel, is it like hotel food, or are you getting a beautiful nourishing curry now?
You get a beautiful nourishing curry now. And guess what? You also get a beautiful nourishing curry for breakfast.
Really?
Proper Ayurvedic eating. So they offer you a continental breakfast if you choose, but actually a lot of people will eat a beautiful curry for breakfast as well.
And is it a different curry than you'd have for
dinner? Yes, exactly. So it's called, let me just check it, it's the aloo. An aloo curry is a potato curry, so you'd often have that at breakfast time, or some paneer.
Delicious and flat white.
And guess what? I haven't had a single coffee or decaf since I got here. It's been all about the chai tea. Yeah.
Wow.
So I thought, I was having a good chat with a girl, actually, I was sharing a bedroom with, and we just both said to each other, let's be each other's accountability buddy when we go home, because the coffee is pure nonsense. Like, we don't need it, but it's just, it's like, it's such a crutch. So if you can actually just find yourself something else to drink, to hug in a mug, you could be saving yourself money and saving yourself some palpitations.
I would love for you to bring some recipes home for me. If you can bring me anything home.
Yes.
From that wonderful country and experience you're having. Just bring me back a recipe.
Oh, I will. Oh, I promise I will. And I'll try and see if I can get one that's been handed down through the generations here. So you know it's going to be amazing.
Well, listen, safe travels this week. Thanks for the huge effort that you've gone to be with the Soul Sisters this week and me. You are a gift to us all. We love you, Claire. Mind yourself.
I was so looking forward to this conversation. I can't tell you. It's been great to reconnect. And thanks. I'll be praying for you all up in the Himalayas.
And thanks to all the Soul Sisters for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to stick it in your WhatsApp group. Write us a review. Spread the word. We are forever grateful. And thanks as always for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye.